Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
There's a different degree of confidence in the DMV when it comes to cosplay. Those of you that don't know,
it's cosplay. When you dress up as Bill Cosby. You wear a sweater and you hand out drinks.
0.048.
Thank you, Mac.
But yeah, I like it when you make a stand. You're not rolling that. Over for us.
You didn't roll over. Used to be like Rob until I saw like a great
you
video.
You were really never like me.
With this topic, okay?
Okay.
If you're a LARPer, you want to go down there. They have all What's kinds of LARPer? Designs. Live action role playing. I don't feel great that I know that. It's
well, you like upsetting. You have like figurines and stuff.
Yeah,
you both
Yeah,
do.
But I don't LARP. And then the other is
I don't can, LARP.
I made jerky chili yesterday. I LARPed about 4 or 5 times at Michael's football practice.
Mr. Sandman's about a wet dream, right?
No.
What?
It's about
a it's a woman who wants a man.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he asked that. That was a legit question that he asked just now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Yesterday, Oscar made me a little paranoid because of my machinery that I use in here, and so I'm very nervous today going into the show that everything will go off without a hitch because, you know, I've always railed against the parody song. I really have. In the case of what I've done for you today, the reason I think mine is different is because mine is much more niche. I'm not commenting on a national story.
Why make it go into mass appeal? It's just for us.
That's right. This is called narrowcasting.
Did you hear that? That was a dig, too. That was dig he gave me, you know? Yeah. And it's always when he's, you know, when we're just waiting.
I'm always
like a date.
It's every day.
Like a
I'm
date
always
waiting
late.
For him because, and for me personally, and things I know you too, Rob, it's like, it's show and tell. And I want to show my buddies
what
excited. I've done today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's just the way. But the waiting in this particular case gave me a chance to get a few things lined up. So getting back to the parody song.
Yes.
I don't like them by their
You never
very
have.
Nature.
You never have.
You always blow them up.
I blow them up because I hate them so bad.
And even classic old ones you hate.
All right. I don't want to oversell this because it's not that good. But there's something in the karaoke track I used for this song.
You know, Mike, that, karaoke means empty orchestra.
When you hear it,
yes,
and I know you're going to notice it. When you hear it, I want you both to know this was on the karaoke track.
Got it.
And it's later in the song, and when you hear it, you, like me, will say, this was God intervening in my project today.
I can't wait.
This right. is so exciting.
Now, first of all, bring me my singing microphone, please. There we go. Right, hold on. Hello? Testing 1, 2.
Do I detect a bit of reverb?
Well, if you're noticing the over-reverb on this particular song,
yes,
it's because of the nature of the song. The type of song it is requires reverb.
A big.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, you're perfect.
Yes.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, hi. Thanks for coming to the Copa tonight. We're really happy to have you along. This week we've featured Dan O'Brien with his fantastic picture, and it made me think that I don't know where this came from. It might have come from a listener that was talking about, but I have no idea. All I know is when I get creative like this, my mind goes blank, I forget everything else, and I take pen to paper. And that's why to the melody of Mr. Sandman,
oh, no.
I would like to present to you today a song, an original composition by Mike O'Mara. This is known as Mr. Danman. Cue the orchestra, please. Thank you. Here we go.
Bum, 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 bum
Mr. Dan Man, he is a dream, the cutest boy elf that we've ever seen. He will not date you if your name is Rover, but if you're hot, then maybe he'll come over. Dan Man, he's not alone, but he's still looking for someone to bone. So please get on his little team. Mr. Dan Man, he is a dream. Cheap karaoke, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
Sounds great.
Second verse, a little different than the first. Mr. Dan Man, he is a dream. He wants a cutie that he's never seen. Give her the word that he's not a rover, but please just tell him that you might sleep over. Dan Man, throw him a bone. He really needs someone to call his own. So please just touch the magic beam.
Oh no!
Mr. Dan Man, he is a dream. Cue the cheap karaoke singers, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, key change.
A lot of key changes.
Yeah.
Mr. Dan Man.
Yes.
He is a dream. I didn't put it in. So why not jump on the O'Brien team? You'll be the Joni, and he'll be the Chachi. And he will play your chords like Liberace. Dan Man wants you to hold. He's just so peachy before he's too old. So please just touch his magic bean. Mr. Dan Man, show us. Please, please show us, Mr. Dan Man. You are a dream.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Thank you very much.
Yes, I love it.
Are you saying...
Dan O'Brien.
Yes.
Are you saying the yes?
No. So I'm doing this.
Mike, that's...
No, no, turn that off.
The orchestra's playing you off, Mike.
Louis Prima. What's on my karaoke? So it's
where
towards
did that
the end,
yes
and I hear
come from?
It. Does that not sound? And when you go back and listen to this again,
it sounded like Dan O'Brien.
It sounds exactly like Dan O'Brien. And then
it
I
does.
Went, well, this is meant to be. So I
and it's part of the original song. It's just your karaoke version leans towards Dan. That's
yes.
Mr. Sandman replying to the Cordettes.
Yes.
When they say it. But I
yes.
love it. And as
Hello,
soon as
Mike.
You described it and you said what was coming up, I said, that's going to be great.
Is Mr. Sandman's about a wet dream, right?
No. No.
What?
Oscar, it is not.
It's not.
He's talking about dreaming about his girl.
No, no.
I just broke. It's a
it's a woman who wants a man.
He listen, ladies and gentlemen. He asked that. That was a legit question that he asked just now.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God!
See,
I don't want
to
do any more
sleep.
Show. This is time capsule show already. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Wow. Oh God, that went up my nose, into my eustachian tubes, everything.
I don't see, but you see where I'm coming from.
Oh, I totally
no,
do.
I don't. Yeah. So
I do. That's the sad thing about me.
It's
I do
so
when
wrong.
That happens. So, and special thanks to Mr. McIntosh who got the pictures together.
Well done, Mac.
At
well
the
done.
Last minute, only after Boom, I came
bam.
Into the
yeah. Studio. In the old Very days, that would be foot. That would that look like an MTV video that could air right on it.
So that's a tribute, and you know that's for Debbie. Debbie, I hope you enjoy that as much as I enjoyed making it, and
yeah.
I hope you put that in the archives.
Somebody call Debbie because she's off social media right now. Let her know that there's a parody
yeah.
waiting.
Yeah, well,
oh,
Dan
she'll hear it. She'll yes. hear it because she yeah. listens every day. She's just off social media.
Got okay, it, that's good. It. That's it. How do you know these things? How do you know all this? How do you know this?
Dan,
this is
Dan
why
announced
you
that
are beloved.
No, Dan announced that she's off social media, but yeah. I know she's a
and
massive
she's
fan.
Lost over 100 pounds on Noom.
She has.
Yes.
And she helped with fruitcake. She's the best. The wondrous woman.
Did you get what he did? You miss it because you don't think about the business. So did you see what the joke he also did there?
Yeah.
100 pounds. Now you get it, but you didn't even process it. You don't burden yourself with that.
Remember when he came in and all we were doing is drum glow, drum glow, drum work, drum glow. He's like, let me tell you about Noom. We're pounding
the Derm Glow skin weight loss button. And he comes in, yes, she's lost 100 pounds on Noom. Fine sponsor. By the way, I log my weight on Noom every day.
Right now, we're Derm Glow weight loss family.
Yes.
And I log my weight there every day. Yeah. So from when they were a sponsor here, I stay with them and I put it in there. And they're really, really wonderful because when you get to a milestone, they let you know new low weight. And I love it. Not a new low weight this weekend because I was bad. But anyway, I want to talk to Oscar first. Did you want to say something, Rob? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just can't get it out of my head that you rhymed Chachi and Liberace.
How about that? Liberace in the original lyrics.
Yes, exactly.
Pagliacci was where I replaced Joni and Chachi, huh?
I stand by my question.
What's that?
Wet Dream song.
No. No, innocent, sweet song. When he's dreaming, he's going to dream, he's going to dream about finding love. That's the first time
I ever heard that song was in a movie theater watching Back to the Future.
Yeah,
the original, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly, that's the song that's playing when he arrives in Old Town. What is it? Pines? Something? Twisted Pines?
What's Hill Valley.
Hill Valley. That's.
And
what
I now. Twisted because my pine. Brain is in that mode for whatever. Yeah. I don't know what kind of drugs are mixed. You know, I got a few new prescriptions. Maybe it's a different chemical compound. I'm now thinking, well, now I have to do Dan O'Brien's song to the tune of Enter Sandman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Take your O'Brien, but
yeah, that's a beat off song.
Stop it. But coming up on the Podville Media Radio Network, Oscar's new podcast, Wet Dream Songs.
No, that's gross. See, you went too far. You had to add one more thing, and you made it gross.
We've certainly had a theme with the two shows, yesterday and today. So I want to talk about Oscar. Did something that I don't really associate him with doing, and I don't even know what it is, but it sounds like Comic-Con. He went to something called AwesomeCon over the weekend.
AwesomeCon.
AwesomeCon. Is that a figure convention? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a comic book convention.
Is it like a Transformers thing?
No. There wasn't enough Transformers for my liking. I went with our friend Charlie Burney. It was a work engagement as there's a panel with one of our clients. He was on a panel. He's hosting it.
Oh, he talked about that on his TikTok.
Yeah. So great. Yeah. Fantastic. Astronauts in space. I still find it fascinating. Some people don't understand the space program. When people say that, I think they're dumb. But
what do you mean they don't understand the space program?
Like, why, when people say, why are we sending people into space still? Why are we going to the moon? What does it matter? We got to focus on what's happening down here.
Oscar's quoting me.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was drab T-shirt.
Well, we're often confused.
Do you say, why are we going into space?
I really don't have a lot of use for the space program.
I stand by what I said. Yes.
Because
now listen. All right. You're the father of two.
I am.
Your children, I would hope, would have children of their own someday. And they would have children of their own. This is a finite little marble that we live on here. Do you ever think in terms of the idea of using the universe for the survival of the species, if we get to a point where we can do that? Because that's the first thing that would pop into my head about the space program, plus the exploration of knowing what's really out there based on how I know. You did Unraveling the Cosmos with me.
Yeah, I recall now. Yeah. I recall. Because we tried to beat him into submission one of these shows years ago, Mike, by explaining technology and how the waterfall effect of how we have cell phones and iPads and able to do the show this way. By sheer innovation in the space race.
Yeah, a lot of these innovations have come due to the space program.
Think of the money that we could put aside for helping people that are on this little marble and excelling, making us excel as a people if you had those billions and billions of dollars, not for shooting a rocket into space.
Yeah, that's not you. That's what you think of it. You think of it as a show. You don't think of it as the...
Can I tell you what percent of the budget goes to NASA?
Oh, yeah.
0.048.
Oh. Thank you, Mac. Great job with the pictures.
But yeah, I like it when you make a stand, and I like
you took
a
stand.
You're not rolling over for us.
I
used to be like Rob until I saw like a great video.
You were never like me
with this topic. Okay.
Okay.
I agreed with you at a point in time where I thought it was useless. Like, why are we doing it? And I wish I could remember what the video I saw that explained it perfectly. But I just cannot remember the argument that completely changed my mind.
This panel was really discussing the future of space travel and the Artemis program to get to get humans back to the moon. Mm-hmm. and how important it is for national security. So it was a phenomenal 10:30 Saturday morning primetime panel on a day where the Great Unwashed went to the Washington Convention Center. And
so this was tied into AwesomeCon.
Yes. It was a panel within AwesomeCon.
Can you give me a sentence or two to describe what exactly AwesomeCon is?
Yeah, it's what you would expect. It's gaming, comic books,
futuristic,
anime, everything wrapped up into one single 3-day convention. Where celebrities are going to be such as Rosario Dawson, Hayden Christensen.
There we go. Did you see lots of these, Mike?
This is what and lots of Funko pop guys.
That's
what are they called? I can't even see it.
This is called Pop Television, but it is this is my Mr.
It's
Roar.
It's a Funko Pop.
You had me at Rosario Dawson. Was she?
Yeah, but which guy is it for you that you own? What's his name? I'm sorry, what's it called?
Mr. Rourke. From Fantasy Island.
You got Mr.
Island.
Rourke.
Yeah,
great.
Because it's awesome.
Because it's awesome.
See, this is what we should be spending money on.
All right, I can do show and tell.
Okay.
Yes.
What?
That's my woodblock trophy for winning my flight.
It looks like a box of Kleenex. Can you zoom in on it?
I have two of these.
That does nothing for it.
Yeah. And while he zooms in, Oscar, you see, we got fake news.
Two of them, two different partners.
Excellent.
That's cool.
Yeah. You yawned while I was showing my trophy.
They look like pieces of wood.
They are.
Well, you need to see them a little closer.
I was expecting like some cartoon-sized trophy.
No, because it wouldn't be because I didn't win the whole thing. So,
got it. I'm sorry.
But
and
I'm
also,
proud of
Mac,
the fact that I've won with two different partners.
That is awesome. Yeah.
That's in the last 5 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, four, really, isn't really it? Yeah. I thought it was 4 years.
I think probably 4 years is accurate.
Yeah.
And Mac gave us fake news when he gave that minuscule percentage. That was true, but still, that amounts to $22.6 billion.
No, but it was
the
percentage of the budget.
Yeah, but you know what? Still, I'd like to use that $23 billion to help people.
You are helping people.
Well, we are helping people through the space program.
I'd like to help them more directly. Something that's happening on this Earth.
Because you're an immediate guy. You want things right now.
He's
you're
an NIMBY guy,
to wait
not
for the
in
future.
My backyard.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. No, they can set up in my backyard.
They're not
that's
launching
fine.
In your backyard.
They asked.
I don't see you rolling down to the soup kitchen.
Kitchen.
That's right.
Cushion. I have cushions on the brain. Cushions are on my show prep today.
It's fine.
You know who you are? Seymour Cushion.
Seymour Cushion.
This is the true takeaway from AwesomeCon.
Okay.
While the science side was great, it was nice to see one of our clients and see them in a different light. Awesome. Great. I was excited for what is the convention floor and all of the offerings.
Yeah.
And what I was shocked by and also, you know, a little put off is that even in today's world, a mass of people still takes you aback. Like you're just like, I can't believe there's so many people here crushed in the space. The cosplay that you see online, and this is directed to the DMV. there's a different degree of confidence in the DMV when it comes to cosplay.
And for those of you saying greater?
No, that those of you that don't know,
it's when cosplay, you dress up as Bill Cosby. You wear a sweater and you hand out drinks.
Cosplay is truly meant to be a fantasy. And whether you're dressed up as a guy or a girl, usually the girls are in great shape.
Yes.
The guys are in great shape.
Online.
You look great. Online. Not just online.
Or like in LA or something.
In LA
like
or Arizona. I went to a Comic-Con in Arizona. I was like, whoa, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And I say this with as much love as possible. And there's no indictment on Awesome Con or anything they did. This is the people that go to it. And nothing to do with the science the science community that went out there because they weren't dressed up.
Can I interject and guess?
Yes.
Are we talking borderline goth, piercings, dyed hair, pale? Am I accurate at all?
No? You're not accurate.
All right.
I don't know. You're not accurate because I don't know how to say this without sounding absolutely sexist, but this
well,
is for
both men and women. Commit. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the antidepressant over medication or whatever it is that gives people the confidence to roll out in a cosplay outfit, guys and girls.
Guys, it doesn't fit.
Guys that should have abs in certain, if I see Lionel from the Thundercats, you better have abs if you've got your stomach exposed.
Wow, that's pretty niche, Oscar.
I don't need to see. Throw up Lionel if you don't mind, Mac.
Thank you, Mac.
You can find him.
We're working you like a toilet today.
Mm-hmm. When Lionel doesn't have abs and all you've got a bunch of rolls and you still have your stomach exposed, off-putting. Can't do that. Not my thing. If you've got an anime character, I didn't know their names, and you're a lady that's over 18, which... who knows? And you got your rolls hanging out and a bunch of cellulite.
Fat.
Not the game.
So you're saying that the people in costume for this thing there were a lot of fat people.
There was a lot of people that were unhealthy.
Okay, unhealthy.
This is Lionel. This is what Lionel should look like. Zoom in on that if you don't mind.
All right, there we
go. Just the abs. There should be abs. Thank you. Right there. See?
And you were disappointed.
There was none of that.
Yeah.
None of that. And the guy had the full costume on and a bunch of rolls.
When you say none, you mean there were no people in costume that were attractive at all?
The only person I ever was like, wow, was a full robot suit that looked cool to me. And that was one thing.
But I take that back.
There was a couple ladies that I might have taken a gander. I didn't want to stare too hard.
Take a picture?
Didn't take a picture.
Classy.
Not that guy. But the rest, and this is not, it's a great place to go with your family because you got a bunch of kids dressed up as the Mario family. You got the mom dressed up as Princess Peach. You got the dad dressed up as Bowser and the two kids are Mario and Luigi. That was cute.
Oscar doesn't tell you that. He actually walked up to one of those women in the cosplay. He didn't know what particular character, but he recorded what she said to him. So let's listen.
We see you. We hear you. And we stand with you. We see you.
And this just isn't an indictment on, the obese, because...
We're all fighting
that great fight, but I don't get, like, I know I'm not a pro surfer, right? I don't get in a wetsuit and then hit with the waves. I just don't. I'll never do that. That's not my thing. If you can't handle the costume and you know what that character is like, don't dress up as the character.
I know you're going to catch a lot of crap, but I'm sorry.
I'm
going to catch it with you because I agree. I think that I'm not...
There are plenty of characters that you fit a mold for.
I don't want it. This is going to get me in trouble. There's no way I punch out of this if I go here.
You don't even have to get into it. Let me.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, I agree too because in essence you are embarrassing yourself to a certain degree.
I'm going there for the fantasy of seeing Lionel up close.
Yeah.
I don't want to
see the way he's using the male character. That's he's being very careful with that. That's by design. Yeah.
Lionel was there.
But Lionel, were there any ladies there that were
yes,
a character?
Yes, I said that, of course.
Who was the lady?
Oh, I don't know the character of the lady. I'm not. This is an anime character. I don't know the name.
Now, Oscar, this sort of shocks me because
Mac, I was shocked not to see you there.
Oh, I don't go.
He was in the robot costume. You didn't recognize
him. Oh, sorry.
I went to the Baltimore version. I think it was Comic-Con. I think
that
they called it.
I think that was legit.
And it was rolling with good-looking people in good-looking costumes.
Were they knockouts?
Yes, there were knockouts there.
I got to judge
the costume contest.
I remember.
And you're
a lucky duck.
It was very cool.
Now, I could have gotten the early cream of the crop team. So I took because
it was 10:30.
Now, by the time we got out of that panel, it was roughly noon.
The early risers.
Did they have snacks?
No snacks. And then
pudding
the
cup?
Other side was this.
Yeah.
Would you ever get a tattoo in the middle of a convention floor at a Comic-Con?
If I was a tattoo person and I thought this was a specialist doing animated work that he is a specialist for.
Yes.
I got my motorcycle done with pinstriping at Patriot Harley Davidson when they were having a little rally.
Motorcycle. That's but, not but a I'm needle saying, going but, into
no,
your
no.
body.
But as opposed to just going randomly to a tattoo artist, I was in the, I think at 1,000%, if I had the specialist who got did it. Anime, right? That's what that's about.
I think it's a byproduct of DC.
Oscar, do you know the solution?
It just doesn't fit.
The solution is in your question. This sometimes happens. What you need to do is get that tattoo artist to give Lionel abs.
I was like, I got to tell the guys. I was like, man.
It just was kind of blah. It was blah.
Well, the information, the panel was great. The floor was like, if you want to buy plastic swords all day. If you're a LARPer, you want to go down there. They have all
What's
kinds
a LARPer?
Of designs. Live action role playing.
It is all about merchandising. There is so much stuff to buy.
Wow. Did you know what a LARPer was, Rob?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You feel so out of the loop.
We're actually cool. I'm not great. I don't feel great that I know that. It's
well, you
it's
like
upsetting.
You have like figurines and stuff. Yeah. You both.
Yeah,
do.
But I don't LARP. And then the other is
I don't LARP.
I did.
You can also.
I made turkey chili yesterday. I LARPed about four or five times at Michael's football practice, and I had to leave the little row of mommies with their camp chairs.
If there was more time, I would have created my own lightsaber, right?
Yeah,
I can do. By the way, I don't LARP, but I can do that.
Nice.
Love it.
If you had a kid, if my dad would have taken me to this. It would have been great. He would have been disappointed because he would have liked to look at the ladies and the men.
Robert was out of his mind when I went because he was like...
You went to the one in Baltimore.
Yeah, he was like 13 or 14, maybe.
And there were beautiful people all around for daddy.
But that was Baltimore Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I don't think... I thought with the Rosario Dawson, like these are... That's an A-list celebrity.
What's the one where people dress up as stuffed animals and have sex?
Furries. The furry convention.
The furry.
Boy, you answered that fast.
Yes. Yeah, furry convention.
Yeah, I mean, I know a thing
they have
too
a convention
about a thing
too.
Too,
right?
Yeah, but furries can also go to these cons. I didn't see a lot of furries at the DC one.
Okay.
Too conservative of a city. Right.
Yeah, well, you know,
all right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. These cons are really an opportunity for people to really, as they say, let their freak flag fly. So they'll show up as anything.
That's what
I hate. It's a little bit
I hate that crap.
Well, Mike, it's also a little bit like when you go to the Renaissance Festival.
It was Renfest all day.
Because like at the Renaissance Festival, instead of like dressing up like in their 1500s, there's people that are dressed as Star Trek people, and there's people that are dressed as trees.
And look, I'm not. I used to know more about this than I know now, but I don't know a lot of the characters.
Yeah.
Maybe if I knew a lot of the characters, I'd respect them. I did like seeing the families there, the families that were all dressed up together. I was like, what a fun family, right?
Yeah, like, but the entertainment center, DC has never been an entertainment center. It isn't.
No.
It just isn't. New York, L.A., to a lesser extent, Chicago and Miami are... entertainment places, where you get this kind of photo shoots and television commercials and stuff.
Correct.
And in D.C., it's like it might as well be Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're spoiled by the internet because if you don't look like the IG model that pops up on my feed, on my reels, I don't know why they keep feeding me them. and you're not dressed up as like, Catwoman, then... Like, I don't know. Like, that's what my reference point is when
Here's
you're going in.
Here's a question I have for you about
this. Yes.
In the event that because I think in terms of putting on events and how to make them more successful. If you were to fly in a core of, say, a dozen people, six men, six
women. Atmosphere characters.
Atmosphere characters.
Yes.
You got all the jargon, which I love. If you flew in these beautiful atmosphere characters, do you think that would enhance?
Oh, that would have been, how about you shave off a day of Hayden Christensen and throw him to a half day, take that budget, and then whatever that costs.
Okay.
And then roll out 12 different anime characters,
the big
both
question.
Male and female, of all kinds.
Would it move the meter?
It would make it more memorable.
For you, but do you think it would bring in people from Spotsylvania?
Yes, because they'll post with the character pictures, right?
Okay.
Because the most awkward exchange is when you're at these things, and I've witnessed enough of them to, and I've been to enough of them, is when you're the sweaty guy or gal, they're both, and you go up to the character and you're like, can I get a picture real quick? Because you're waiting for them to charge you, because usually these more attractive characters charge you. But if the hot ones, again, objectively, if they don't charge you, then all day I'm posting that on my IG. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And TikTok right. while it's still around.
So it's a combination of like futuristic panels, of space and science fiction type borderline reality science fiction. Yeah. And then you've got the characters.
We are all self-aware on the show what we've done to our bodies. Especially both Mike and Rob on the losing weight, gaining weight, losing weight situation. I never saw Mike throw on a form-fitted suit before he was ready to do that. Like, it just wasn't his thing. Like, I've never seen him in a slimmed down, like, pullover because he has respect for himself.
And
you're self-aware of what you look like, bottom line.
Is it self-aware, or some might say it's lacking confidence? That some might say that regardless of my body type, this is how I express myself. I'm quoting what I think these people would say.
You are right.
I'm not necessarily.
Counterpoint?
He wakes up at the weirdest times.
Hi, Mac.
What did he say? Mac, what did you say?
He said, you are right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mac, and you might not like this.
They're comfortable.
I don't approve of it.
What's comfortable?
Because the same reason I don't approve of someone cutting in a line in a grocery store. Others!
Yeah.
What do you mean they're comfortable? What do you mean?
They're comfortable doing that. And if they're comfortable doing that, they can do it.
Well, of course they can. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying I don't have to like it.
Well, you want them to feel shame for it.
No.
No, I don't want to feel ashamed.
Wow.
Look, there's no getting out. Hey, he's done it. He's brought it up. He's absolutely right what we're doing.
I don't want him to feel shamed. No.
Your whole spiel was shaming.
No, it's not about that.
His spiel was about courtesy to others.
Yes. You should respect the characters you're dressing up as.
Wouldn't you rather see somebody that looks like the cartoon character?
And that's what I'm saying. You want to honor them? Honor them.
Yes, but if they want to go and dress up as their favorite character, that's fine with me too.
It's his right to say that
they're paying to go to these things.
Exactly. He finds
what am I getting for my ducats?
It's his
they're
right.
They're not here to service you though.
Isn't it his right to say he finds it off-putting?
Yes.
If you see somebody in line at a water park with zits on their back, that's off-putting. I don't have to say I like it.
You've got weeping sores, you can't slide.
It's right to take his back knee to Wild World and go up the step to the big canvas mat.
If there's a brown spot on your shorts, you can't ride.
It's gross.
Oscar's making signs left and right that we can hang up at amusement parks.
We're not saying ban people, but how about a little balance? And, of course, in other markets where there are people that strive to be in the public eye and pursue a fitness regimen to do that, it's more enjoyable for people that like that kind of thing. That's valid, too,
I'm not going to pussyfoot around this. This is sheerly my personal experience.
Shaming is right, though.
I'm not shaming. I'm used to seeing the characters look like the characters.
I'm shaming.
If you look like broke down Lion-O, I don't need to see you.
Mac?
They're not here for you.
They're not here for you.
I get that. I'm not there for them either.
But exactly. You can go your separate ways.
I paid my hard-earned money.
So did they.
Yes. And you know what? They paid more. Because they had to walk around in shame all day.
Let me ask you this,
what
Matt.
Shame?
Let me ask you this. This is a valid question. And answer it as honestly as you possibly can.
Okay.
If the these particular conventions, Comic-Con, AwesomeCon, NerdCon, whatever, they're all
PAX, all that stuff.
What if when you went to these festivals, the only people that you would see there would be the pros in these costumes, people that models and actors and actresses,
yeah.
And no one else was able to wear the costumes. Would that be something that would you still go, or would you say I'm boycotting it?
If you weren't allowed to go to use a costume at all, yeah, no. Because no one would go to that.
So it's,
nor would
it's
they.
The
nor would they make a convention where you could do that.
Well, if you look, let's say this is
because that's the point.
Let's say this is 2005, and you say, look, you got to be. This happens in the bottle service world all the time. 20,000 women apply, 800 get hired, and that's it. That's life, right? Like, they decide who's actually going to get the most tips and make the most
Correct.
Money for the club. No big deal. Let's
Correct.
Take that same model and apply it to these cons.
So they get paid to go?
Yeah. How about this? Free ticket. You got your S together, you get a free ticket. We're trying to make cons better today. Make
so them you have to today. Be hot to get a free ticket.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. How do you think girls get into clubs?
Yeah.
For free.
The club. Okay.
Yeah, Duck Club.
In Duck Club.
In the club.
I mean, and it's a public forum, and they're trying to sell stuff, and they're trying to make it attractive to a clientele. That you have a problem with that?
No. I mean, they hire booth models all the time.
Right.
Well, they skimped on that budget this time.
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a lower budget con.
This is
not Comic-Con.
I get that, but we're in the nation's capital, the most powerful city in the free world.
So they could have raised the bar in that department.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with
it. I would have settled for like a sexy Nancy Pelosi. I'd take that.
Nice. In every con, you're still going to get the people, the general public coming in.
So what Oscar's saying, and I don't like to defend him on this because I'm going to catch a lot of crap.
You're not.
Yes, I am. It's gonna funnel off of your crap, and they're going to give it to me. What Oscar's saying is that they didn't have a lot of that at this particular, but they had plenty. Of the people that are, what's the word you use? Comfortable. Comfortable with the, with wearing the.
I think.
Which
I
is
think
fine.
The
by the way,
I think
it's fine. You don't ban people.
The clinical word is sloppy.
But no. You make your point, I'll make mine. Mine is that you have the right to be disappointed that you did not see a lot of attractive people at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can be disappointed.
Yeah.
Just don't share it.
What
the hell is that about?
This is what I do for a living. I don't boo and hiss them when
that's
they walk
what we
by,
do.
But I'm going to tell my friends what's up.
Sorry we've offended you, but that's what we do. We have to take a break.
Very good.
I thought we were having a good time.
That's a wonderful discussion.
I was. Yeah.
Yes.
Send the letters to M. McIntosh at MichaelMarishow.com.
I'll go one step further. I'd be pissed. Like, if I saw one of those people,
It was
with
$65.
Stains, I'd look over and go, oh.
For a day pass.
I get to look at this ass crack. We'll be right back.
Not a cracks.
Ass crack.
Stop it.
Ass crack. This portion of the program brought to you by Naked Wines, the subscription service that links you directly to the world's best independent winemakers. Enjoy a case of top-quality wines at a fraction of the store price, up to 60% off. I love that you can answer a few questions when you order, and they will instantly match you with a perfect pour for your taste. And they mean it, because they do it, because I've had it. The cabs I got were extraordinary. And on the off chance that you don't like a bottle, they'll give you a credit to find one you love. Naked Wine sure is fine. And you don't even have to be naked. That's true. I found out. I researched it. So head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then you enter TMOS for both the code and password. That's a little different than what we normally do, so remember that. Enter TMOS for both the code and the password. You get 6 bottles of wine, $39.99, shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first $6. And cheers, everybody.
Hey, look at the Kraken. He's dressed up like Josie and the Pussycats.
Very, very, very exciting today. And good discussion. Mac, thanks for jumping in. Anytime. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
You're really the people
did.
Champion.
This is not related, but maybe it is. I don't know. Sydney Sweeney, lovely, lovely young lady.
Yes.
Great actress. She has been trending on Twitter lately because users are promising to send leaked videos of her through a direct message. Beware. Instead of naughty videos, you get malware. Oh, my God. People spending hours to do this just to screw with people. Basically, the tweets say, quote, "I will send the Sydney Sweeney leaks to anyone who likes this post. Follow me so I can DM you the video." And those who respond are sent links to websites that hijack your computer. Now, you might say, that's typical, but it's happening.
I heard that Rob Ford's computer's down today.
I know people fall for it because obviously there's a story about this.
Yeah.
But when you tell me you clicked on a link, there's a level of judgment that comes from me.
Mm-hmm. I know. But sometimes it's...
My dad does it all the time. I got to clean his computer all the time.
Well, sometimes it's somebody that... In this particular case, we are all savvy enough where we probably wouldn't do that. But there are other things about merchandise. And in my case, it gets your interests. It knows what you like. It knows how to motivate you. And it can sneak up on you. And in a weak moment, you can bite.
Would you like to hear briefly what the scam is from Chase, the latest one?
No. I'd love to hear it.
You get a call for this thing. This actually came from the Chase security team to everybody's business account. If you have a business account with them, this is what happens. Someone calls, someone calls and spoofs the Chase phone number from your. They send you a text to your phone saying that did you make this purchase? If you didn't, if it was fraudulent, just like we've done in the past, say yes, it was fraudulent, or no, if it's fine. So you say, that's a fraudulent text. So when you, and then it says, one of our security teams will call you right away. So they'll call you from a spoof number that looks like it's the Chase number, spoofed. And then they'll walk you through resetting your password and they'll be on the phone with you.
Oh, no.
It is so sophisticated.
Yeah. And it's every day. There are people out there that this is their living. This is how they make a living. They're out there doing this each and every day. And, even when I'm sure that I'm doing the right thing with Facebook, I had to do a reset with Facebook. And when it finally went through, after some information that I sent along, it was like they required too much, in my opinion. And it was terrible.
Like, am I getting conned? Am I getting conned?
And then finally it clicks over and I'm on and I'm like, thank God. It was scary though. It really was.
I have a question for you guys. A very common email I get come from two different names. Amazingly, one is Gary Stein and the other is Jay Levy. And they come about maybe once or twice a week and they're always the same.
Right.
Thought you might remember the people in these pictures. So sad to see this happen.
Yeah,
and
they
it's
were hacked.
Yeah, and so those are hacked. Do you ever see those names? Levy and Stein?
I get them all from what's the guy's name? I'm trying to think.
Marcus Serta.
Let's move on. Some people think Elon Musk is to blame for not moderating Twitter better. One site says, quote, "With a monetization incentive system that pays users for popular but low-quality content, more bots than ever, especially porn bots, are out there. And advertising in the absolute gutter is not surprising that this is what the site is reduced to." So people
have
are
you ever seen leaked
attack.
Photos?
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
Thank you.
Okay, so I know what team I'm on, even almost before I get this story started.
Okay.
In Sharon Stone's 2021 memoir, The Beauty of Living Twice, she said that a producer tried to make her sleep with a co-star in order to improve their performance. This has just interesting people involved in this story.
Stevie.
Yeah.
The producer was a very powerful Hollywood mogul by the name, you'll know this, Rob.
Robert Evans.
Oh, sure. Yes.
The movie was the 1993 erotic thriller Sliver. And the co-star, would you like to know who the co-star was in Sliver?
I think I can remember.
Oh, I know.
Is it Billy Baldwin?
Billy Baldwin. Well, you remember because you look at the same
Bingo.
Stuff.
Bingo.
No, Sharon, I didn't. I just remembered it, actually.
You did, really?
Yeah.
Sharon says that she suggested several other actors for the part, but Evans was dead set on Baldwin. Billy Baldwin. The horrible Baldwin.
Alec would be great.
Yeah.
She said if she would just have sex with him, it would improve their chemistry and, quote, save the movie. If you just sleep with him, you'll save the movie. She added that she didn't have a chemistry issue with Michael Douglas on a previous year's Basic Instinct. What a terrible choice to make that one right after Basic Instinct. That's somebody getting bad advice and not making good choices.
I heard on Basic Instinct the producer wanted her to get with Wayne Knight.
That's why he licks his lips.
That's right. Hello, Newman.
Here's the quote. Michael could come to work and just know how to hit those marks and do that line and rehearse and show up. In her book, Sharon said that this unnamed co-star, who we now know as Billy Baldwin, lacked talent and couldn't remember his lines or deliver a scene. Not surprisingly, Baldwin isn't exactly happy about this. Yeah, of course he is. And of course he's got to talk about it because that's what he does. He tweeted, quote, not sure why Sharon Stone keeps talking about me all these years later. Oh, God. Does she still have a crush on me or is she still hurt after all those years?
Hey, he's just he's like his big brother. He wants to control the narrative.
He does.
Yeah.
She still hurt after all these years because I shunned her advances. Is there anyone at that time, after Basic Instinct, was there any Hollywood actress that was hotter or more popular than Sharon Stone?
No.
And she's coming on to Billy Baldwin and he's going, no, I'm not interested. No.
Isn't Billy Baldwin Haley Baldwin's father?
Yes.
He's probably just living off Haley Baldwin at this point.
Probably.
It's just when I see Billy Baldwin, he's the Baldwin that looks like he's sleeping all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mac, but he's born again. He's also
Billy
born
Baldwin,
again.
Huh?
Born again, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe he is a very verbal. I'm not
down
sure.
Down
with
G.O.D.
Billy Baldwin has a lot of political issues that are out there. And they might not mesh with Alec.
He always looks like he's just eaten something sour.
And it's like doesn't he isn't this the Baldwin that purses his lips?
Yeah. Oscar.
Alex also has his own problems.
Who's the Baldwin that was in Biodome?
There he is. I think it was Billy.
Was it Billy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Billy Baldwin. Thank you, Mac. Appreciate that. Working beautiful hard, man. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay. For those of you that might have been on the fence, he has yet to decide on his running mate for his independent presidential bid, but he does have two people in mind. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and retired professional wrestler Jesse Ventura.
Both great. God.
Rodgers shares Kennedy's opposition on the COVID vaccine. Yeah!
Stephen Baldwin.
Thank you.
But Ventura has prior experience in politics after serving one term as the governor of Minnesota from 1999 to 2003. By the way, the Ventura choice, more credible to me than the Aaron Rodgers choice.
I agree.
According to sources, Kennedy has been speaking pretty continuously to Aaron Rodgers over the past month. And the website KennedyRodgers.com was registered last week through GoDaddy. Rodgers will supposedly be playing for the Jets this fall. This is just so nuts. I mean, with all the people talking about RFK Jr. and the conspiracy theories, at least he had a bit of a validity to his candidacy. But then you see something like this and you go, a committee chairman from the Democratic Party says this Three Stooges reunion no one was asking for is no surprise. This is the shortlist considering the conspiracy theorists doing the choosing. So there you go. That's
just remember this. Governor Ventura was the first governor to ever install a pinball machine in the executive mansion.
I thought it would make people more relaxed and they would have a chance to, play a little, roll the ball.
Roll the ball. There you go. The next time you've got a sore throat and it is cold and flu season, try reaching for a nice tall glass of pickle juice. Seriously, it might make you feel better. The advice comes from an infectious disease specialist. Doesn't say whether he's a doctor, but I hope so.
Yeah.
He says it works due to the high salt content. Pickle juice is up to 5% salt. Here comes the science. Your body is only 0.4% salt. So any liquid with a higher concentration of that tends to draw water out of your tissue and reduce inflammation. It happens with sugar, too, which is why tea and honey also help. So if your throat is killing you, drinking a little pickle juice should alleviate some of that pain just temporarily. Might only give you 10 to 15 minutes of relief. But it does.
What say you, Mac?
I agree.
That's Mike. That's from Dr. Seymour Pickle.
I don't like pickles.
It's not. You don't like pickles?
I don't like pickles.
Mike,
I don't like vinegar.
Do you want a hot take on pickles right now? The
You're
best pickle on the market?
You're full of piss and vinegar today, though. You really are.
Yeah, he's like really.
It's Grillo's Pickles. They are a little more expensive, and they are worth it. They are insanely good.
Grillo's, they got a nice pickle.
What's so great about them?
Heavy on the garlic, heavy on the dill. They're just great.
I don't really like garlic.
Kiss me.
Anyway, this tip is not great for people with high blood pressure because of the salt.
I can't do that.
Anyone who wants to try it, bread and butter pickles don't have as much salt. So
Mrs. Fanning's
works best.
That's the brand for bread and butter pickles. Mrs. Fanning's.
Is that really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm a grocery guy. That's the best one out there.
You mean for Latin people?
No, for bread and butter pickles. The brand you want is.
What's the difference?
They just taste better.
I thought you said Hispanics. You said, what is it?
What? Mrs. Fanning's.
Mrs. Fanning's. I thought you
yes.
said Latin.
No, I did not say that.
I don't understand what a bread and butter pickle is.
It's halfway between a dill and a sweet pickle.
Oh, okay.
It's not quite sweet.
I just didn't know.
Great with sharp cheese. Great pairing, bread and butter pickles and sharp cheese.
Okay. You knew that, right, Mike?
Mr. Dan Man. Sorry. Finally, hit the thing, please. Thank you. Here's the final story on our roundtable. Here's a sample test to determine if your kid eats enough vegetables. Vegetable. Grab a vegetable out of the fridge, anything, and then ask your kid what it is. If they don't know, they're not eating enough vegetables. A study put a zucchini in front of young people between the ages of 15 and 24 and asked them what it was. And the good news is 80% correctly ID'd it. But about 18% thought it was a cucumber, which, that's fair.
That's close, yeah.
Another 2% thought the zucchini was an eggplant. Also, in the study, 12% of 15 to 24-year-olds couldn't correctly ID a grapefruit. 12% couldn't ID a grapefruit. And 4% didn't know what cauliflower was.
Wow.
I'm just giving you the stats. Interestingly, until he was 18, Rob Spiewak thought that a cantaloupe was a really old human head.
I stand by that.
Because great with sharp cheese.
Yeah, you got to slice it in half and scoop out the innards.
Yeah, it's a bread and butter cantaloupe.
Halfway between a dill cantaloupe and a sweet cantaloupe.
Maybe we have to take a break. When we come back, I have no earthly idea.
So much to talk about.
Lots going on. We'll be right back. Let's talk Legacy Box. Just like us, you're going to love it. Do you know where your box of old home movies is? Have you checked on that? Do they teach you that here? Take a look. Make sure they're not too hot, too damp. Molding. I hate the smell of moldy memories. Yuck. Every day, your home movies and photos are slowly being eaten away. But Legacy Box is easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. You'll get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud, ready to watch and easy to share. It's so simple, it's like magic. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. We've all used it. You can see Oscar's papa at the pyramids. Young Mike frolicking in Maine. That's right. That's what I did up there. Frolic. Crying on my bed in my room. And a 5-year-old Mac yelling at his butler. All in digital perfection. For a limited time only, you can visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 50%. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS for 50% off. This sale won't last long. LegacyBox.com/TMOS. All right, it's me time. I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm concerned the football, the hard-hitting, up-in-age group football for my kid. Not sure how to play it. There's one part of me, this is the Taskmaster Mike, that says, you do something, you stick with it. It's a point of mine that if you sign up for something, you see it through to the end. That's Pop Warner. My kid's been showing a little hesitation with the football. And I said, well, if he doesn't like this contact, it was a mental exercise for me as a parent to decide whether or not I wanted him to play this sport.
Right.
You know, it's not like I have been football, go in there and do Oklahoma drills and get your ass kicked.
Explain to those that have never run or played the game what an Oklahoma
drill is? Because we used to do Oklahoma drills in theater. We would come out and sing Rodgers and Hammerstein.
I understand. The Oklahoma drill essentially is a lineman, a running back, and a linebacker. The linemen smash into each other, and then the linebacker and the guy running the ball smash in. It's a contact drill.
Yeah, and I did these in freshman football.
You can see
in high
them,
school.
And he did them last night. He did them last night. I call Mrs. O'Mara, and I said he's really uptight about running in and being not about getting hit, but being embarrassed because apparently he got knocked down by one of the bigger kids. Then she says, this is everything right now. He wants to be home playing his video game. And I said, really, you think that? And I wasn't 100% sure. And Carla's instincts on this type of thing, usually absolute spot on. Here's the weird thing. And this is at the end of practice last night, actually in the middle of practice, early on, he comes over to the fence. I'm on the other side of the chain link fence where the field is. He's got a big grin on his face. Said, Dad, did you see that hit I made? And so it's all gone. And then at the end of practice, he says, Dad, it was just anxiety. I have anxiety sometimes. And I'm like, all right. So
Did you say anxieties for the week?
No, I did not. I did not do the Oscar Santana parenting. I did not do that. I said, Michael, when you start something, you got to follow through with it.
Got it.
Now, he's also making a lot of noise about baseball again, which was a sport that he enjoyed. And my feeling right now, before he gets into his teens, is that I am letting him find his own way. But once he commits to doing whatever season he's doing, whether it's winter baseball, whether it's fall football, whether it's golf in the summer, whatever he does, he commits to it and he follows through with it. But at the same time, when your kid is telling you that he doesn't want to go to this practice and he's got
to finish the season.
Yeah, it's anxiety inducing for a parent because you're saying, my God, what if something really did happen? How bad would I feel at that point?
Well, the kids, they can heal up quickly.
Well, that Oscar's just being silly there. I totally agree with how you're handling.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's being real.
I think, this is when you break your arms and legs and they heal right back up.
I've never had a broken bone. And that's because my parents never made me do anything I didn't want to do. But Mike.
Well, your parents never had you?
Yeah, they weren't around.
No, they didn't. Like, I think it disappointed my father to some extent that I never did any sports. I think it did. But
did he offer?
He was there. Yeah, absolutely. He said, "You want to do this?" I declined. I didn't want to do it.
Well, give us more than you declined with your formal speak. I mean, how did that go down? Would there be like, "Hey,
I remember him taking me into the backyard and throwing a ball and having me hit it, and I was horrible at it."
With your head.
What does that mean? Hit the ball with my head?
He threw you the ball and you hit it with your
head.
How
do you know you were horrible?
The fact that you didn't
know
what that
means.
Never
actually got that.
When you don't hit the ball, you know you're not good at it. This is going back. This is like five or six years old.
One time hitting a ball and throwing it, you're not going to get great at it unless you practice.
And I never had the interest in it. I never had the interest. And
I didn't
really
intend to pivot on to you, but I am curious whenever you bring this up because, so the offer was made one time with baseball?
No, you know the story about me running, right?
Yeah, they would sit on the porch and watch
me run and laugh because I was a horrible runner. And because we were adjacent to the school.
That's so cruel.
I know. Well, I didn't find out about it until I was like in my 30s.
But was there ever a time when your dad or your mom would come up to you and say, Little League tryouts are this weekend?
I think they knew that it was not my scene. I remember.
You're so kind to them. You really are kind to
them. I kind of remember my dad saying, like, you know, you'd probably, because I was always big, not fat, but big, tall. He said, you'd probably do well at football. And I just didn't have any interest in it. But to get back to what you're doing, I think is really wise. And, you know, I've got two kids who are...
To make him stay the course.
You got to finish it.
Yeah, they've got to finish it. But also the main part
I have to say this. As a parent, it feels horrible simply because of this sport. If it was any other sport...
contact.
But he committed to it.
Look, we had a kid break his collarbone, a 10-year-old last year, a 9-year-old maybe. And that's just a lot. And it's the nature of the beast is there's the athlete in me, there's the jock in me that loves the fact that I tell my mates that he's playing Pop Warner football.
Yeah.
And he came to me, this is the same kid. I think the wisdom I can impart here about a 10-year-old is that it's a constantly changing dynamic. And in his particular case, this is the kid that came to me and said, I don't like flag football, I want to play real football where I can really knock people down.
Yeah.
And when you hear that, less than two months later, you're getting literal tears because of the anxiety going into the. But the tears were because he was embarrassed, not because he was hurt, because he was embarrassed. And then
also a life lesson.
What's that?
Getting embarrassed.
It happens.
It's part of life.
And as long as he knows going into the commitment.
Can you ever like divert from hard assery for just a second and just say, you know, and say something kind or something?
I am who I am.
Mike.
He was a latchkey kid.
And remember, he is barren. So, Mike, with children.
I tried. Lord
How
said,
cruel are we
sorry.
Doing this one segment to each other?
The moose outside should have told you.
But, Mike, as long as he knows going into it that it's a commitment, but it's still his choice, you're doing the right thing. The problem that is hard as a parent is when you try to coerce a kid into doing something because it's what you want
them to
do.
I'm upfront with him about my favorite sport. And I said to him last night, I said, listen. You know that it's your choice about these sports, but whenever you choose, then you follow through with it.
Yeah.
And I said, at a certain point, as you get older, you're going to have to commit to what you really want to try to be good at and enjoy. And I want you to play sports. And, of course, you know my first love is golf, and I want you to do that simply because that's something I think we can do as you
Together.
Age, as you get older. And I'm just upfront with him. Regarding football... It is the physical fitness aspect of it is wonderful to me. I love watching them run gassers at the end, which is no, it's not that non-sports person. It's they run the width of the field back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and
they don't call them suicides anymore.
They're not suicides. Not I guess they're not. I think that's not politically correct. They're called gassers now. That's what they call them.
Yeah. When I was a kid, they called them ODing on meth. I don't know why it was.
So you were offered football.
Yes.
You were offered baseball?
We played around with baseball.
He threw the ball with you a couple of
times. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I just sucked at it. I'm not a sports
basketball?
Guy. Basketball? No, never basketball.
When were you allowed to get away with I'm not a sports guy?
Yeah, when was the first time you held a basketball?
It was like...
Because you were tall as a kid, right?
It was like Thursday.
Never mind.
Now, you might not think after that segment that Oscar is anything other than a monster.
Right.
I know for a fact that he has a kid, and he has taken great pains to make sure that this kid is living a proper life. And that's why he is taking care of his dog, Santos. And we will hear about that. You know, it's getting to be springtime in the nation's capital, and everyone is looking forward to one thing.
Yeah.
Not seeing the Book of Mormon at the National Theater. And if I had read that literally, I would have said, not seeing the Book or Mormon at the National Theater.
Oh, damn. No.
We're all looking forward to seeing Oscar on his electric e-bike.
Oscar, it's actually silent.
I know.
They don't make any noise. That's a fake noise. How are your mods coming on your bike?
Oh, fantastic. I was talking to Mac yesterday. This is probably not what electric e-bike wants to hear. We want to race our bikes in time trials to see how fast we can drive around the office, because it's a pretty big office.
So inside time travel.
Yes, it's.
What could possibly go wrong? You want to get yours and get it to your office? Go to electricebikes.com.
Yeah, and then drive around your office.
Drive around your office. You can. They're small. There's a wide selection of e-bikes that start at just $7.99. That's electricebikes.com. You can save on gas, parking, and maintenance, and you can take your electric e-bike right up to the office floor. Be the envy of your friends when you just avoid the camel on Wednesday. You know?
Yeah.
What day is it?
I roll mine in the front lobby, mm-hmm. right onto the elevator, straight out, right onto our floor.
I love the one time I saw you, the elevators opened. It was like a James Bond film. The elevators opened and Oscar rode out on his electric bike.
That, I'd pay to see that. That's almost worth the flight right there. Financing starts as low as $49 per month, plus electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time, and it goes 150 miles on one charge. Zang. Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more, and be sure to mention that the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's electricebikes.com. All right, so you have... you are maybe, 3-4 weeks out of your dog having major knee surgery?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no. Is it 3 months? 3 months.
3 months?
Really? Yeah, 3 months.
Wow. It's been a long time.
Santos tore his ACL right before Christmas. He had surgery. And he was, for the majority of, January and half, like a month, there was the 2 months of him just like laying around. And not aggravating his, mm-hmm. we would have to carry him places.
Now, can they handle, I know, you put a cone on a dog because you don't want them to lick their scar or anything like that. Do they instinctually know to not move around because of the pain, or how does that work?
Yes, but what just like anybody else that has it, like humans, when they have an ACL, the probability of their second ACL tearing is higher because then you start favoring that foot.
So I'm saying, do you have to keep the dog stationary
as much as possible?
Yeah, we weren't allowed to play with him as much.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to play with him. We would close one of our offices and just let him sleep on the couch, and he was heavily sedated.
Okay. The hardest thing about it, Mike, is they had to take him out of Pop Warner football.
That's well, he was crying going to practice. All right, go ahead. Stop it.
And what I was also very I didn't know that dogs went through rehab like humans do after surgery. And when we had the rehab schedule set up, there was, which we're now in a phase where we now take, we take them to the rehab place and they put them into a treadmill.
Is it a specific animal rehab place?
Yeah, it's Aquapaws, and it's just for dogs. Mac, if you don't mind pulling my Instagram up and throwing that up on the screen.
Oh my gosh, that's Aquapaws, right? Is that Santos?
Yes. Yeah, that's Santos.
Oh, look at that sweet dog. Oh,
so,
my
good
gosh,
boy. Sweet
so
boy.
Cute.
They enclose what is a enclosed treadmill, and then they fill it up with warm water and up to his chest. And then
that's great video.
What they're trying to simulate, and if you see this on my Instagram or Facebook or now on the show, is just a slow walk to strengthen that weak leg. So he's not favoring his three strong legs, just the one that he's rehabbing.
And the water gives extra resistance to make it.
And he looks like he's enjoying the experience.
Yeah. This is his fourth time. This is the first time I actually took video of it, because the first three times I was like, I hope he's doing okay. I'm just worried about it. But now he's like, he just walks up.
Does he perk up when you get to Aquapaws? Does he know where he's going?
He's pumped. He's pumped.
That's funny. Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
It's so cute. It's so good.
Yeah.
Now, because he's got the, he's got the Labrador in him. So, he's a water dog.
He is a water dog. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because that's a Labrador, and that's a golden retriever with a standard poodle. So that is and standard poodle is a water dog. So this dog takes.
Oh,
to
I didn't
the water.
Know that.
Yeah. Standard.
We've come a long way, because in the Santana household growing up, first, I don't think a dog would get to surgery because my parents wouldn't have paid for it. So we'd never get this far.
Right.
And then second, I think our pets are our family members, right?
So true.
Yeah, there's a viral video of Jon Stewart talking about a rescue dog, that a three-legged rescue dog. Yeah, that's the most touching thing, where it was such a big part of the family. And they do become a part of the family, I might as well say, with a great deal of sadness right now. A while back, I didn't bring it up on the show when it happened because I didn't feel like it. We had to say goodbye to our lovely Chihuahua, Frankie, who I yelled at for many, many years comically. Frankie was... just at the end of the line, and they did. You know what? We've now done that with two of our pets, with Beluga and with Frankie. And the difference, the vet was purchased by a new company, and it went from sitting with Beluga out in the lobby, looking at all the other dogs, the young dogs, the puppies coming in, to the new vet, where we got a separate room. We got to go back into the separate room. We had a lady come in. That is a specialist for handling this with dogs, and could not have been more gentle and kind. And they gave Frankie a little sedative, before he was eventually put to sleep. And it was so sensitive and so kind and so nice, but it's still. You know, they're part of our lives, and it's just
one of the most cruel things is that you only get a dog for like 12 or 13 years.
It is a sad, sad deal, and I just think that it makes me relate to your Santos thing and taking care of him and enjoying him. And the thing about where you're similar to Jon Stewart is that, you know, this is a dog that's with you at all times. You bring the dog to work. There are not many people that have, A, the luxury, or, B, the concern for their pets that they want to have them all the time. And I think it's just it's a beautiful thing. If you can, adopt a dog, get a dog.
Very sweet.
Rescue
and
a
more,
dog.
And more workplaces are dog friendly.
Yeah. And there are, people need that around.
There are four dogs upstairs. Like four dogs running around. In the there's only two floors in this whole building that have people, and the
rest are full of dogs.
The rest are full of the rest are empty, sadly enough.
Yeah.
So when you see dogs get on the elevator together, it is the funniest thing in the world, especially in an office building.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's really
now, sniffing.
Since Frankie's been gone, Winslow, our Boston Terrier, has a little issue that we haven't figured out yet. We're gonna have to figure it out somehow, but. You can't keep your eyes on him all the time. You really can't.
No.
I mean, I'm not able to. And he marks. And he's been marking in the house. And that is not fun, because he is a big enough dog where it's just like, what is that?
It's a big cleanup.
Yeah.
It is
cleanup
nasty.
An aisle.
And it also overtakes.
We take him out 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day, and it sucks.
It overtakes all the places you've marked.
Well, yeah. Maybe he's just trying to establish his territory.
What about the big doggy doors?
Because we don't have access to like letting him come and go, because the
and marking and isn't all that. Marking isn't always about going outside. It's about being territorial.
I'm taking now when I'm sitting there in the living room and he gets up to go wander. I'm like, nope. And he lies back down, and then eventually I take him out and we pee together.
The way Carla treats you.
Yeah. I'll get up to get a snack. She's like, nope. Did you log that? You didn't even weigh yourself today. And I'll just, my ears go back. And I just go back to my.
Does he know he's done
chair.
Something wrong when you.
It's hard to tell
him
because we catch it after the fact all the time. It's tough to know where it's happening. But Carla is like the super sleuth when it comes to that. Me, I'm just an old man, can't hear the dinner bell, Look at this by the stool. Look at this at the breakfast bar. Look at the bottom of the breakfast bar stool.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, boo. Boo. Sorry. That's the way it works. We got to take a break.
Winslow's such a sweet dog.
He's a sweet dog. I love him.
Good
and
boy,
dogs,
strong.
Man, they give you peace better than any drug, better than any of the antidepressants that I'm already on. Really works well. It really, really works well. We'll take a break and come back with the flip side right here on the Michael Mara Show. Hey, speaking of my lovely wife, are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? Over 50 people are doing this through DermGlowSkin.com. We are so grateful for you to get started with that journey. It's the ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Just take a very quick quiz. I took it on their website, and I qualify. You can deal with an experienced doctor that will prescribe the right medication, and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Yesterday was shot day. As a matter of fact, last night, that's when I did that. And it's so easy, easy peasy. If you're tired of waiting and you're having problem due to low stocks, DermGlow ensures that you're connected with a well-supplied doctor, eliminating any delays. It's a great time to start. Look, you know it's happening. People all around you are doing this. You should get involved as well. If you have suffered the battle of weight as long as I have, from now until March 15th, you can get a $300 discount on your Tirzepatide subscription, so act fast. That's this Friday. Be a part of the Tirzepa tidal wave. Did you write that?
I did.
Now your medicine can even be shipped to Puerto Rico. Personally, I've experienced life-changing results. I don't eat much pasta anymore, but I've gone from fettuccine to angel hair. That's just so nice. La, la, la. So happy. That's a thin. Your future awaits you. Visit DermGlow Skin. There's one person enjoying this show. Yeah. DermGlowSkin.com. Click the weight loss button and kick off the best journey of your life, because with DermGlow, you can do it.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
There it is. Yes, it is. Roll over.
The flip side.
One of the classic criminal tropes in show business and real life is breaking out of prison. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, of course. You know, always there's movies about
prison break.
Prison break. It's huge. But what if you do it the other way around? Buddy, this is in Standish, Michigan.
Standish.
Buddy, you're doing it wrong.
Most of the time when we get called is for somebody trying to break out of prison, not break into prison.
But that is what 42-year-old Cody Bellamy of Prescott is accused of doing. It was around 11:30 Sunday night when an alarm went off in the facility that closed 15 years ago. Police arrived and found the glass of a door at the administration building was destroyed. Investigators say they arrested Bellamy after he walked out the door. They found several items in his 2015 Lexus, which was registered in the state of Oregon.
Some believed to be stolen jewelry, as well as some cash and burglary tools and an unregistered firearm.
Tools!
So why does someone break into a closed prison building?
His initial statements were that he wanted to just walk around and take a look, but, you know, in reality, when you're in possession of burglary tools and masks, we know that's not the case.
A spokesperson with the Michigan Department of Corrections says anything of value had been removed from that building years ago.
I just wanted
to
look around.
What do you think he was trying to lift? What do you think he was going for?
I don't know, but the building has been stripped. There's nothing in it because it's an abandoned prison.
Oh, wait, no, we got a little clarity on that, why he had broken. Play the audio of his attorney, please.
We see you. We hear you, and we stand with you. We see you.
The Daily Show this week, when Jon Stewart broke that down, was it last night, 2 nights ago?
It was only, he's the best.
I was effing dying.
Thank God he came back, because that has turned politics into something funny again. And thanks to Senator Britt for doing that video, which we've had fun with as well. And
that was the only really funny thing on Saturday Night Live this week, is the Scarlett Johansson played
Scarlett Johansson. You know, here's the thing. Great. Yes, she's engaged or maybe married to Colin Jost, but here's the thing. She's still an A-list actress. She is
funny.
Still an award-winning actress, and she got the nuance of the overacting so beautifully done. You know what? I think really, if I'm a political animal, Democrat or Republican, and somebody asked me to give the rebuttal speech to the sitting president, I would run for my life. Nothing good ever happens. It's always something.
Was it Marco Rubio
with the water?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
Or Bobby Jindal from, I remember these people.
Yes.
Like, hello, boys and girls. You know, it's just like, what's going on? You know? Yeah. Very, very odd.
Thankless job. Mike, when you were in high school, Oscar, you too, did you ever do fundraisers? I remember selling chocolate bars to the family and stuff like that.
We had popcorn, all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I was lectured by a man in my neighborhood who said I had to pick a pocket or two down in my... That's an Oliver.
Maybe
joke.
His pocket.
That's not
you were very artful, Mike. Yes. I will give you that.
You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Oliver.
Fagan. Fagan. He wore these things. You've got a pickpocket or two. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He always looked so unhygienic, didn't he?
Did. Yeah, Fagan. Filthy smells.
I think they might have gone over the line in Oklahoma, where I remember we would at pep rallies, sometimes a student would throw a pie at a teacher. That was something we did in high school.
Okay.
But in this one, in order to raise money, they had donations so that students would lick peanut butter off the toes of other students. Oh. So students Fun. Licking peanut butter off of other students' toes.
Gross. And I hate feet.
I know. And then that's bad. Now, also, this guy, I hope, doesn't sound like this because they've changed his voice, but it kind of makes it a little more fun to listen to. When you're doing this, just, you know, remember, try the chunky.
Adam and Wendy, a parent whose child attended the event calls it deeply disturbing. And we do want to warn you, the video you're about to see may be graphic to some viewers.
Really?
This video shows Deer Creek High School students licking toes at a fundraising event Thursday.
Mike's all in.
We have blurred their faces to hide their identity.
It was surprising. I didn't think they were going to do all that. I was just shocked. I didn't really have a feeling. I was kind of disgusted. But then,
they masked this guy's voice.
He is devouring them.
Whatever she told me yesterday that was happening, I had to ask her, wait, what?
This is local news.
The Deer Creek School District
confirmed
the video with Fox 25, saying the students volunteered challenges to help raise money.
My kid came home.
You'd be pissed.
I'd be like, "What are we doing here? This is not even hygienic."
A little excessive.
Mike,
yeah, that's exactly right.
A little excessive.
Yeah, but that's a good comment. It seems a little excessive, a little stupid.
Yes.
Kind of dumb, right?
But, yeah, it is.
But we weren't the local reporter. You know, bite me. We want to warn you. This might, what somebody go, oh no, they're licking toes. Oh my God.
Yeah. Come on. But you're partisan.
Yeah, I love
you're
love
a foot
feet.
Person. And yeah, you know what goes good feet. With toe peanut butter is toe jam.
Toe jam.
Wow.
Lovely. That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
That's why I came in today, folks. Thank you.
Oh, man. That's it. We got to get out of here. Good show today. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Michael McIntosh, along with executive producer Dan O'Brien. This is Mike O'Mara saying... So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We see you. We hear you. And we stand with you.
Peanut butter.